Nikad više.
Ni wieder.
Nunca más.
Never again.
Nikoli spirit.
Nikad više.
Jamais plus.
Nikad više.
Nikti więcej.
My pew.
Nikad više.
Never again. Never again.
Never again. We heard this phrase on many different languages in many different ways. But what does it actually mean? Especially when we talk about culture of memorance, so we were discussing the last few days about this, but now I want to hear from you, my colleagues, and as a person, and from your professional perspectives, what does it mean? Especially you, Aldin, as activist, Anna as linguist, and Rilana as a social worker, and also me as a journalist. So, Aldin, what do you think about it?
Well, I grew up in a country where that sentence is said quite often. And to be honest, I never thought about it much before now. So it doesn't have the same strength and meaning in the Bosnian context, I would say, because like when I personally say like I'll never do something again, most of people around me are laughing. And that says more about my character than does about the Bosnian mentality, but I'm working on that. And basically what I realized is like when we say never, we just strive to never do something, but it's not a serious promise. It's not something that you take in a way that you should. I don't know if you agree, Anna, as a linguist, but like it doesn't have the connotations that I personally put to it when I say I'll never do something again.
Yeah, I would actually say the exact same thing, because I personally know it as a saying that you kind of hear in daily contexts and in everyday life. And never to me is a very big word, I have to say. And when we look at the situation that we have in the world right now, we see that never is now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never, never. And we also have a saying in Germany, and I think you have it in Bosnia as well, to never say never. So what do you think about it, Rilana?
I think never again was for me always a statement, but when I looked at the development of the last few years, I naturally questioned it, for sure.
So guys, when we are talking about this phrase never again, from your like professions, what did you experience through this some things through your life when we are talking about never again and about culture of memorance? So Rilana.
Yes, I experienced that kids and youth sometimes they don't have any ideas about what does it mean to remember, for example, the Holocaust. And I also see that, yeah, some kids just copy behaviors or signs like this white supremacy sign, and they just don't know. It's an understanding from that. Yeah, and I see this really critical.
Well, it's good to hear that from you as a social worker, because I have one experience that I would like to share about, especially about the kids. So I went 3 years in a row in Srebrenica on 11th of July, when it's like funeral and that all. So when we are going back from Srebrenica to Sarajevo, we have like some provocations from kids that in Republic of Srpska that were like 6, 7, 8 years old, and they were sharing like with their hands like Serbic symbols. I don't know how to explain in English, but people will understand me, I'm sure. And they were telling like bad words and that all. And in the same time, I was sad and I was frustrated, because I know that they grew up to share hate, and they are not like ready to think with their brain and to think critical. So I would like to ask you, Aldin, because I know you were a fact checker. So how is important this and to have this critical view?
Yeah, so you just said that those kids were 6, 7, or 8 mm-hmm. years old. So that hatred is implied on them. It's not coming from their experiences. And This could be a potentially interesting way to look at it. What if their reaction, the ideology that the parents gave them, is just a direct response to the culture of remembrance that we have cultivated in Bosnia since the war ended, basically. But yeah, like in all these kind of narratives, it's important to move away from the narratives and focus on the facts. And mm-hmm. and not follow the ideologies and not just like blindly accept everything that other people tell you. So I don't know. I think the approach to the culture of remembrance should move away from just like remembering things and being passive. But I would like to see it going in a direction where it proactively does something more than just saying never again. And react in the moment while the things are happening, because we've said never again way too many times, and like there should be just one genocide. I mean, of course there shouldn't be a genocide at all, but if we're saying never again, why do we have so many of them?
Yeah, that's why what I was thinking as well, because it's a saying that you hear every day and you can't really take it seriously. I mean, we see it in the world, it happens, and it still happens, and it will happen. And I think what we can do better is to kind of focus on our self-responsibility. I think that's really, really important, because you can talk to other people, you can try to influence them, and you can make them think, but in the end, what they do with it, it's their choice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I totally agree, but then again, like, can we talk about self-responsibility of the people who did Auschwitz or of the people who were in Srebrenica? Like, I don't think that they have the awareness to actually feel the responsibility of their actions.
But you said that the parents give a lot of their opinions onto their children, for example. And I feel like that really is often the case. And that's why I think it's so, so important to teach young children from a very, very early age on what it means, what our history means and what it was like, and so that they can kind of develop a critical thinking to it from a very early age.
So, Rilana, what do you think, how much is important this critical view from your like side as a social worker to do this critical view in to kids from early ages?
Yes, I would agree that it is important to educate children, for sure, but I wouldn't agree that it is not necessary to get in touch with adult persons who have like, maybe not that they are like real fascists or that they identify as nationalists, but in general with people who are voting for AfD in Germany, for example, I think it's really necessary to get in touch with different opinions and go there and talk about, because I also experienced that it is really nice to have a talk with people who have the same opinion, but I think it will not work at the end, it will not change anything. So I think, yeah, that's my point of view, that it's really important to talk with persons about it and to get in touch.
We just talked about kids, but what about us? What can we do as individuals to make some good change and to make this bad world better? Aldin?
What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? I really don't know. Like, I would love to give you an answer, but I mean, what I try to do is to do the things that I can. I won't stop Trump. I can't affect the situation in Israel, but I can change the views that my sister has, that the lady in a shop that's being rude to a Roma person, like, why are you being rude to him or her? Why? Like, they did nothing to you. Like, why are you behaving that way? So make them wonder.
Yes, I think the same. I think at least we could educate ourselves and then try to share it and our point of view and to don't get in quiet.
Yeah, and it was also something that we talked about yesterday, I think, in regards to self-responsibility. It sounds kind of pessimistic, but if you look at it that way, every organization, for example, Fridays for Future, started with one person who had an idea, and then it became like this great thing. So I feel like really the self-responsibility is the most important thing in all of this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Anna, and I agree with all of you guys. So something that I can do as a journalist and what I'm trying to do through my whole work is to be voice to people who don't have voices, to give them voice, to tell what they survived, what happened to them, to share awareness. And I think that day by day, step by step, we can make good changes.